Menachas Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, continuing on the subject of things that are ma'akev, so all the ingredients or all the components must be present or else it does not work. Shnei Seirei HaKippurim, the two he-goats of Yom Kippur, the Avodah calls for two identical goats in every way to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, and they cast lots, one that goes to the Azazel, one that is sacrificed for Hashem, ma'akvin ze'azeh, they're both essential, you have to have both, otherwise the avoda is not done properly. Shnei kivsei atzeres, the two lambs, the shnei akvasim of Shavuos, which are brought with the shtei halechem, ma'akvin ze'ezeh, are both required. So if one of the lambs becomes disqualified, balmum, whatever, then it invalidates the other one as well. These are all learned from various words in the psukim. Kodesh yihiyu la'ashem la'kohen, it says, yihiyu, they shall be. So they're both ma'akiv. Shtei chalos ma'akvin zu'azu, the two chalos, which go along with the shnei akvasim, the Shtei HaLechem, are both Ma'akev, they both have to be brought. Shnei Sidarim, the two arrangements of the Lechem Haponim on the Shulchan, there are two rows of six, two stacks of six, which go to become the 12 loaves of the Lechem Haponim, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, they are Ma'akev, they are essential to each one being kosher, you have to have both rows of six. Shnei Vazichin, the two spoonfuls of frankincense, which were put on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, alongside the Lechem Haponim on the Shulchan. The Levona was going to be burnt on the Mizbeach at the end on Shabbos in order to allow the Kohanim to eat the past week's Lechem Haponim. Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, the two spoonfuls of frankincense, of Levona, are ma'akev and interdependent. You have to have both. Hasadarim v'abasichin ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, the two rows of Lechem Haponim and the two spoonfuls of Levona are ma'akev each other. So you can't have the Lechem Haponim without the Levona and vice versa. Shnei minim sheba nazir, the two kinds of bread that the nazir has to bring. He has kind of a concluding practice that he has to bring, cutting his hair, bringing karbonos, and has to bring two types of bread. Both of those two types of bread and the shlosha sheba para, the three ingredients which are added to the para aduma in order to purify people from tumas meis, cedar wood, hyssop, and a strip of red wool. Arba sheba toda, the four kinds of bread of the korban toda. There are 40 loaves that are brought, including unleavened loaves and leavened loaves as well. Arba sheba lulav, the arba minim of the lulav, esrog, hadas, and arava. Arba sheba metzora, the four ingredients of the purification of the Metzorah. Again, cedar wood, hyssop, a strip of red wool, this time also a pair of birds. Zostia Toras HaMetzorah, Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh, and all of these groups, if any item, if any ingredient is missing, then it invalidates the entire thing. They're all interdependent upon each other. Sheva Hazoya Sheba Parah Ma'akvo Zu'ezu, the seven sprinklings of the Parah Aduma, for somebody Tamei Meis, he has to get sprinkled seven times. The sprinkling is done towards the face of the Ohel Moed, Midama Sheva Pa'amim, it has to be done on Nochach B'nei Ohel Moed seven times. Sheva Hazoyas Shal Ben Abadim, the seven sprinklings between the poles of the Aron, which are done, and these are done inside the Kodesh Kodeshim itself, inside the Kodesh itself, not on the outer Mizbeach. Including the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, the chatas of the Kohen Gadol, certain different types of karbanos. In some cases, it's sprinkled first in the Kodesh Kodeshim, between the poles which extend from the Aron, as we are talking about. V'sha'al ha'paroches, and the sprinkling that has to be done between the poles of the, also sprinkled, I'm sorry, on the paroches as well. V'sha'al mizbach hazav, and the sprinklings that are done on the golden mizbeach and the inner in the Kodesh, ma'akvo zu'azu, all these sprinklings have to be done in order for the others to be valid. So if you are doing the Avodas Yom Kippur and you have to sprinkle inside the Kodesh Kodeshim Bein Abadim and on the Paroches or towards the Paroches and on the Mizbach HaZahav, all of them have to be done in order for the Avodah to be valid. All parts of the Avodah are connected to the other parts of the Avodah as well. Mishnah Zayin, Shiva Kinei Menorah Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. The seven branches of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash are all ma'akev to each other. So if one of those branches got broken off or something, God forbid, then the whole menorah is out. You have to have them all. Shiva Nei Roseha, the seven lamps, which means the oil receptacles on top of each branch of the menorah, which holds the oil and the wicks. Ma'akvin ze'ezeh, they're all ma'akev. Shtei parshios sheba mezuzah, the two parshios in the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael and Vahoya im Shemoah, are ma'akvo zu'ezu. If you only have one inside the mezuzah, it's not a valid mezuzah. Vafilu kasav ksav echad me'akvon. And even the writing of one letter is essential to them, which means if even one letter is attached to the other and there's no mukaf gvil around the letter, in other words, two letters are touching each other and there's no space in between them, then the whole mezuzah is invalid. And with the mezuzah, you can't go back and correct the mistake by scratching it out. A mezuzah has to be written kisidron according to halachas of Safras, and so you got to start over with a whole new parchment. Arba parshios sheba tfilin, the four parshios in tfilin, kadosh li kol bechor, v'hayah as well as Shema and Vahoyim Shemoah, Ma'akvo Zu'azu, for both Tfilin Shel Rosh and the Tfilin Shel Yad, you have to have all four parshios. Tfilin Shel Yad, it's written on one parchment. Tfilin Shel Rosh, it's four separate pieces of parchment in separate compartments. Va'afilu ksav echad ma'akvon, and again, even if one letter is touching another and it's not properly written, the Tfilin are out, as we learn by Mezuzah. Arba tzitzios ma'akvo zu'azu. The four cornered tzitzis, the fringes, are essential one to the other. Sharbartan mitzvah achas, because all four are one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer arbatan arba mitzvos. Rabbi Shmuel, please pardon the interruption, says that the four corners of the tzitzis are actually four separate mitzvahs. He says that each one is a separate obligation for tzitzis, and they are not ma'akiv each one, but the halacha follows the Tanakhama.